Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Declaring it's hard to overstate the transformation the nation had to endure after the 9/11 terror attacks, President Obama is defending the National Security Agency's surveillance activities. But he's also acknowledging a need to curb the NSA's data-gathering powers in the wake of new concerns over breached privacy. At the Justice Department today, Obama addressed the nation about his plans to end the government's control of phone data. He's also directing intelligence agencies to stop spying on allied leaders abroad. At least twice, Obama made reference to Edward Snowden, the former analyst who leaked information about the NSA's activities. The president appeared staunchly unforgiving of Snowden's actions.
If any individual who objects to government policy can take it into their own hands to publicly disclose classified information, then we will not be able to keep our people safe or conduct foreign policy.
Snowden fled to Russia, where he was granted temporary asylum. Afghan authorities are reporting at least 13 deaths in today's suicide bombing in Kabul, and the victims are believed to include both foreigners and Afghans. Earlier, officials said the suicide bomber had attacked a restaurant frequented by many foreigners. No confirmation yet on who was behind this attack. Enduring a third dry year, California is formally under a drought emergency. Governor Jerry Brown announced today that his state will now be able to seek federal assistance. This, as hundreds of firefighters spent a second day battling the 1,700-acre Colby Fire east of Los Angeles. We have more from Matt Gilham of member station KVCR.
Light winds overnight assisted firefighters in getting a handle on the Colby Fire. Forecasters are predicting highs in the mid-80s for the affected region. It is also the fifth straight day a red flag warning, signaling a high fire risk, has been issued. However, a slight cool down predicted for the weekend would increase humidity, assisting firefighters. Bulldozers, hand crews, and air support are all being utilized to battle the flames. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gilham in San Bernardino.
New home construction fell in December compared to the previous month, but came in higher than analysts had expected. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the Commerce Department says new home starts came in at a seasonally adjusted 999,000.
Housing construction remains well below normal levels, but with inventory very low and demand for homes higher, construction has improved from its lowest point several years ago. New home construction in all of 2013 had improved more than 18% over the year before, making it the strongest year since 2007. A very hot rental market is driving up demand for new multifamily units. Rental apartment construction hit its highest level in 15 years. As a result, real estate website Trulia says it anticipates there will be lots of new rentals coming onto the market this year. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Dow is up 61 points at 16,477. This is NPR. One anti-voter ID activist is declaring this a good day to be a Pennsylvania voter. Commonwealth Court Judge Bernard McGinley has struck down the state's controversial law requiring residents to present photo identification before they cast a ballot, calling it unconstitutional. Supporters of that law say it guards against voter fraud. Critics say it's designed to prevent minority voters, who typically vote Democratic, from going to the polls. The family of an Ohio inmate who was executed yesterday reportedly plans to file suit, arguing that he was unconstitutionally subjected to cruel and unusual punishment when he was given a never-before-tried method of lethal injection. Dennis McGuire was seen gasping at times and took an unusually long time, nearly 25 minutes, before he was pronounced dead. McGuire was executed for the 1989 rape and murder of pregnant newlywed Joy Stewart. One of the last Japanese soldiers to surrender after World War II has died. NPR's Mark Memmott says Hiro Onoda fought on for 29 years before being convinced to give up in 1974.
"I am very competitive," Onoda once said. He was also very determined. Though Japan surrendered in 1945, Onoda refused to believe the news. Instead, he continued to battle with villagers on the Philippine island of Luban. About 30 people were killed in clashes with Onoda and three other Japanese soldiers who were with him for some of those 29 years. It took an order from his former commander to convince Onoda to lay down his arms. The Philippines pardoned him for the killings because Onada had thought the war was still on. Onada received a hero's welcome in Japan, where he would go on to teach children about how to overcome difficulties. He died Thursday in Tokyo at the age of 91. Mark Memmott, NPR News.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the investment firm of Raymond James, wealth management, banking, and capital markets. Learn more at lifewellplan.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour, at which time, do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. We're going to start off this hour with music from the late Luther Allison. He was originally from Arkansas. Family moved to Chicago, and he came of age in the 1950s and ended up being really heavily influenced by the West Side Chicago blues guitarist. Allison himself started singing gospel music in church and ultimately ended up performing with people like Freddie King and Magic Sam in Chicago. And then later in the 70s, he moved to France and stayed there for the rest of his life, with the exception of coming back to the U.S. to perform at Chicago blues festivals and to record for Alligator Records. He passed away in 1997 of cancer. From his 1997 release, the last disc he had out, Reckless, here's Luther Allison with Low Down and Dirty.
I'm
snake bit again. Bernard Allison from his disc Storms of Life that came out in 2002. Allison played with Coco Taylor's band for a while, and he also spent some time in Paris with his father, Luther Allison, whom we heard just prior to hearing Bernard. We heard Luther from a 1997 release. Again, that was to be his last, unfortunately. The disc is called Reckless, and the track he did was Low Down and Dirty Shame. Low Down and Dirty, I should say. On the on that particular track and several others on that particular disc, playing a second guitar was James Solberg. Solberg had a relationship with Allison for years as a guitarist, second guitarist, and also opening. He had his own band. He'd open for Luther Allison when they were in, I think it was Milwaukee for a while, and then Chicago, and then when Allison would come to the U.S. Solberg himself had his debut disc out in 1995. It was called See That My Grave Is Kept Clean. Of course, that's an old Blind Lemon Jefferson tune. We're going to pick another track from that disc. Again, the James Solberg Band, Solberg on guitar and vocals with his rendition of St. James Infirmary.
Thank you. for us.
The James Soulbird, Soulberg Band, once again, couldn't get that one out right, from the disc See That My Grave Is Kept Clean that came out back in 1995, his debut CD as a band leader, and his hot rendition of St. James Infirmary Blues. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support for The Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337
833-4017.
From their disc Double Dynamite, actually two disc set that came out in 2012, here are the Mannish Boys with Sugar Ray Rayford on vocals doing a rendition of Death Letter Blues.
Yeah. together, please. You get wasted down to your knees. I don't like to brag, don't like to say what I'll do. 'Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. Every day when I shave in my house coat, two men have to hold me, I'll cut my throat. Because I don't like to brag, don't like to say what I'll do. 'Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you. I don't like to brag, don't like to say what I'll do. 'Cause I'm like poison ivy, I'll break out all over you.
Buddy Guy from his two-disc set, Rhythm and Blues, that came out last year. Buddy's version of Poison Ivy. Before hearing Buddy Guy, we heard the Mannish Boys from their disc, again, two-disc set, Double Dynamite. They did a rendition of Death Letter Blues, which, of course, is an old Son House tune. We're going to turn to Son House next here on KRVS. One of the best known of the first generation of recording blues men. He went up to Grafton, Wisconsin with Charlie Patton and Willie Brown and a few others, one other I think it was, back in May of 1930, and did his first recording from those sessions. Here he is with a number that speaks to his supposed, or to some extent speaks to his conflict between the sacred and secular world. Son House was an ordained minister, but he did have his share of temptations.
Oh, I'm going to the Baptist church. Oh, I'm going to get my religion. I'm going to the Baptist church. Baptist preacher, and I don't want to have no word. Oh, I'm a preaching too now, and I want everybody to shout. I want everybody to shout. I'm going to let the prisoner, I'm going to roll my time on high.
Well, I searched the town from door to door. Woman, I crave, I can't find no more. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. Ain't had no real good loving since that gal said goodbye. When the sun starts reaching, I grab my hat and coat, cause that cocaine and reefer won't grease my case no more. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. Ain't had no real good loving since that guy said goodbye. Since she said goodbye. I'm gonna find that long-leg brownie, Lord, and make her my wife. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. Ain't had no real good loving since that gal said goodbye. Sinking, I grab my head and coat, cause that cocaine and reefer won't grease my case no more. I got to find my baby. I declare I wouldn't lie. Ain't had no real good loving since that guy said goodbye.
Scott Ainsley with a fine slide rendition of I Gotta Find My Baby, this from his disc Terraplane. He was preceded by Son House, whom we heard from May of 1930. He didn't record much at all. He had a few tracks that he laid down for Paramount Records at that point in time and that particular session. And he recorded for the Library of Congress with Lomax in Cormorant, I think it was in Robinsonville, Mississippi, back in 41 and 42 or 40 and 41. Getting the dates confused here, but at any rate, didn't record for quite a number of years. He was rediscovered in the 1960s and became a mentor to a second generation of blues players. He had originally mentored people like, or been a huge influence on people like Robert Johnson and Muddy Waters, and then others came along like Dion DiMucci and Rory Block and a number of others that learned his style back in the 1960s. Case in point would be John Mooney, whom Son House met when Mooney was living in Rochester, New York. Here is John Mooney from his 2000 release. The disc is called Gone to Hell. John Mooney here on KRBS with Glass House.
Come on, baby. knock down these walls, something I don't need. Bash my door, one beacon you see. What it done to you? What it doing to me? I live in a glass house, still throwing stones. Live in a glass house, still throwing stones. Come on, baby, someone there banging on my chimes. Standing in my doorway, banging on my bell. Lord, strike me blind, you can go to hell. Live in a glass house, still throwing stones. Live in a glass house, still throwing stones. Live in a glass house, still throwing stones. In your eyes, baby, couldn't hear a word you say. Staring at your lips, I just drift away. Now I'm walking out the door, finally got your way. I live in a glass house, still throwing stones. Live in a glass house, still throwing stones. Live in a glass house, still throwing stones. Still throwing stone.
Special, shiny heaven, living light on me. Lead Belly with Midnight Special. He's often referred to as the composer of that tune, though it's been noted that it was popular in prisons for quite a while, and it's uncertain if it could have spread that quickly from his first recording of it. But really, really great blues man and songster, Hughie Ledbetter. He was preceded by John Mooney. We heard John Mooney again from the disc Gone to Hell. He did a number for us called Glass House. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Dalton Reed, who was originally from Cade, from Lafayette here, also considered from Lafayette. He was a fine, fine Louisiana blues man. He had a couple of discs out on Bullseye Blues, and while performing in Minneapolis back in 1994, he died at the age of like 42 of a heart attack very unexpectedly. Here is Dalton Reed from the disc Louisiana Soul Man with a rendition of Blues of the Month Club.
Should be the president. night sometimes they just won't go away. Talk about the blues, baby.
I pity the fool. I said, I pity the fool. Well, I pity the fool, yeah. I said, I pity the fool. That falls in love with you and expect you to be true. Oh, I pity the fool. People, I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there. What can you make a fool of me? Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there. What can you make a fool of me? Oh, I'm pretty. I pity the fool that falls in love with you. Oh, I pity the fool. I pity the fool that falls in love with you. She'll break your heart one day, and then she'll laugh and walk away. Oh, I pity the fool. People, I know you're wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there watching you make a fool of me. Look at the people. I know you're wondering what they're doing. Yes, they're standing there watching you make a fool of me. I said, I pity the fool. I pity the fool. I said, I pity the fool, baby.
Oh, Bobby Bland with a number he took to number one on the R&B charts back in 1961. I pity the fool. He was preceded by the late Dalton Reed. We heard Dalton from the disc Louisiana Soul Man, and that one came out in 1992. Dalton did, again, a version of Blues of the Month Club. Really, really fine, fine vocalist, and also had some really good people behind him, some from this area. Lee Allen Zeno was on this disc, Mark Seymour, and some other. There's Gordon Wilson. It's a really interesting disc. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. There is more good music coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. Then at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered, national and international news from NPR. At 7 p.m., Big Band Swings and Other Things with Lee Kleinpeter till 9, at which time Joanna Devine will be on the air with the Avalon Variety Hour, and that's followed at 10 p.m. by the program hosted by James Van Way. Out on the Fringe. And, of course, it's great music all night long here on KRVS. Tomorrow, some wonderful Zydeco in the morning with John and MC, and Herman Fusilier will be here tomorrow afternoon. So your weekend has got a lot of music coming its way if you stay tuned to KRVS. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the Louisiana at University of Louisiana, Lafayette. I'm getting fatigued here. Sorry about that. And this program is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and also made possible by listeners like you. And we'd like to thank all of those out there who have been supporting us with annual contributions. Mary Flower is going to take us up to the top of the hour, and American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Here's a number called Scrapper's Blues, obviously a tribute to Scrapper Blackwell, who played with Leora Carr many years ago. Mary Flower. Have a great weekend.
This is Gwen Tompkins. On Music Inside Out, what people say isn't half as interesting as how they say it.
You gotta have skin. All you really need is skin. Skin's the thing that if you got it outside, it helps keep your insides in.
Well put. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 p.m. on KRVS.
And it's wrapped around your toes.
Hi, I'm Pete Bergeron. If your day starts early, like mine does, let's spend it together with Cajun music from 5 to 7 a.m. here at Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.